Part 1 of Living Legend.
How did you survive?
We will maintain silence until we land aboard the Battlestar Pegasus.
Pegasus? Do you know whose ship that was? Kane, the greatest military commander that ever lived. He was my idol.
A toast to our victory over the Cylons!
My old friend, the most we can hope to get from the Cylons is some fuel. A military victory is out of the question.
What are you talking about? I've had him on the knees in this quadrant. With just one battle star. With two, I'll finish them.
You met my daughter.
Happy birthday, Father. I love you.
Sorry if I'd met that young lady. I'd know it.
She was a fighter. It almost flew you right out of your prison. Like father, like daughter.
Did you ever stop to think that maybe Siva wanted to fill that role?
She's my daughter.
I could be your daughter as well.
You could be. But you aren't.
Commander, with all due respect, Blue Squadron was nowhere in the vicinity when those tankers blew up.
Nothing personal, Apollo. You and your squadron handled yourselves as well as any warriors I've ever seen. It was an honor to have you along. And I wouldn't dream of attacking that Cylon base without you.
We're going against the whole base?
I don't think we have any choice now.
Right now, I need you and your tactical wizardry. They didn't use more than 3 base ships when they wiped out our entire fleet at Caprica.
Yes, but surprise was on their side at Caprica. This time, it might be on our side.
Pull out the Pegasus.
I'll bring it around. Squeeze them in between us. This time, the Galactica hasn't a chance. Concentrate our fighters on the Galactica's landing base. The warriors won't be able to refuel, reload, or land.
But the Galactica is reporting heavy damage to her landing base.
Bring her around 60 degrees. We're going in. Burn, Galactica. You're finished, Adama! Not now. I don't want to miss a moment of the last Battlestar's destruction.
I really think you should look at the other Battlestar.
What are you babbling about, huh?
Impossible. Turn, you fool, turn! He's coming right for us!
And now, the exciting conclusion of Living Legend.
Return
to our base ship.
But we have not finished off the Galactica.
We're half out of fuel and those wipers are coming in fresh. Now do as I say before they blast us out of the stars.
Retreat, squadron, retreat.
They're retreating.
Retreat.
On the Pegasus. It'll take some time to repair our landing base.
My place, Commander, may I suggest we call a council of war as quickly as possible? The bomb-raking Cylons are in a state of shock right now. That won't last long.
Agreed. We'll meet in 20 centaurs in my quarters.
I'll be there.
The Cylons have 3 base ships confirmed, plus 4 squadrons from Gamorre.
We can't let them launch that united assault. We'd never survive.
So, now is the time to knock out that base on Gamorre.
Go on the offensive when we're so badly outgunned?
Yes, it would take them by surprise.
He is right about that, Father. I don't see them expecting us to go against their outer capital with 3 base ships stalking us.
Losing lives in exchange for that base goes against everything I believe in.
But we wouldn't lose any lives. 2 battle stars would completely overwhelm Gamorre.
Their anti-assault batteries are practically foolproof.
Yes, but as you know, Cylons have no independent initiative. Their control circuits are always centralized. So, if we send in a small team to neutralize their anti-assault batteries,
Our squadrons can sweep over the city and shut down the whole place. And we go in and keep on fighting until Gamorrah is ours.
I must say this again. We can't even think of trying to capture that base. All we could hope to gain from Gamorrah is the fuel we need to elude those base ships.
As soon as they discover what we've done, they'll send those base ships at us with everything they have. Our fuel landing teams will be vulnerable targets sitting on the ground.
No question about it.
Once we secure the fuel base, I propose that we withdraw one battle star to delay those incoming base ships.
A single battle star? To fight off three Cylon base ships?
Not fight off. Delay. I'll give the impression that we're leaving Gamorrah, that we're moving off. I'll lead them away.
You seem to have decided it's to be the Pegasus that withdraws and tackles those space ships.
The Galactica is still under repair.
I'd like you to meet me in my quarters, Commander.
What are you worried about? A repetition of the tanker incident?
That's precisely what I'm worried about. Kane, I am a great admirer of your strategic genius, but it's a history of individual initiative, not teamwork.
Well, I can't lie to you. Nothing would please me more than taking Gamorrah and running up our flag.
Do you fully comprehend the liability of a military confrontation while protecting 220 unarmed civilian ships?
That's why I propose to use the Pegasus to divert those base ships away from you.
I just don't want any more surprises.
And the mission is to go.
I don't have a choice, do I?
No.
Hey! What is it? What's happening? I just heard you were returning to the Pegasus.
That's right.
I was hoping we would talk.
And I've been hoping you'd say that. But now is just not the time, Cassie.
Maybe I could ride over to the Pegasus in your shuttle.
No, Cassie. It'd be safer for you here.
Safer? Why? What are you going to do?
It's a mission. Don't worry. I'll be all right. I always come back. I love you.
Paulo, what are our chances of coming out of this thing? I mean, we're walking right into a Cylon city. You really want to know? That's what I thought. Of course, any time you want to back out, Boomer. We're all in this together, my friend. Now, what's this?
Well, I take that little extra firepower. I'm afraid we may need it.
Is this where we check in?
For what?
We've been assigned to the Galactica Ground Force.
By whose orders?
My father's. We are, after all, the only people in this room who are familiar with the target.
You've been there on the ground?
No, but we've been over it many times. And since we'll be making free flight jumps, it might be nice for you to know where you're going.
No reflection on your ability, but I'm just a little puzzled at your father risking you on such a...
One-way mission?
No offense, lady, but this kid doesn't go on one-way missions.
Sorry, I was just being a realist.
Realist? If we're realists, we'd all be dead back on Caprica. Wait a minute, Tech, I'd like to get started.
We're not taking one.
What?
We're not going to have any time to stop for the wounded. We've got Millicent on to get in and out of here as it is.
Okay. My kind of mission. Short.
I do see what you mean. You're an optimist.
Mm-hmm. Look, would you like to make a little side bet that we come back?
What's the side bet?
Well, why don't we make it something real, personal?
Bad idea, Lieutenant. You wouldn't want me throwing the mission just to avoid the bet.
Okay.
I have to talk to you.
You picked a great time. We're getting ready to launch.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. I know about the jump. Where are they sending Kane?
I'm getting ready to jump into an inferno, and you want to talk to me about Kane?
He isn't planning on coming back.
Starbuck, let's move.
Yeah. Cassiopeia, I don't know what you heard about Kane, but he's a survivor. He'll be back, if that's what's worrying you.
Starbuck, if Kane was expecting to survive, he would have taken me aboard the Pegasus. What are you talking about?
Nothing. We're all in the same fix. The odds are against us, but we'll get through. Now, let's go.
No. He's right. If he left her off of the ship, he's got to be planning something crazy. I have to get back to the Pegasus.
Star, you're with us. Father's orders, remember?
He doesn't even know anything about this. The whole thing was my idea. I'll take her place.
You can't point out the Silent Command base in Gamora. She can't.
Where's the med tech? I don't see one.
We don't have one.
What do you do now?
With support troops like this, who needs Cylon?
Shuttle standing by to launch to Gamora.
Launch. May the Lord be with you.
What is the latest intelligence?
It is the consensus of the commanders of the two supporting bases that we should ask for help from the planet Gamora at once.
Somehow I find the idea of some base commander on Gamora taking credit for destroying the Galactica slightly annoying.
We did not do quite so well in battle this day.
We were taken by surprise. Thanks to your so-called intelligence reports. How many squadrons are based on Gamora?
4 complete squadrons, the equivalent of a base ship.
In other words, we have the firepower of 4 base ships at our disposal.
That is correct.
Prepare for a new attack.
Pegasus is underway, right behind us. They should be nearing their drop zone.
And drop right into the heart of a Cylon capital. How did we ever become so desperate?
That's it, let's go. Shiva? Bojang? We'll home in on you since you have the best chance of spotting the Cylon base.
Anybody ever told me I'd deliberately jump out of a ship into the middle of a Cylon empire?
How often does the Imperial leader himself journey all the way from Cylon?
Attention, attention. His Eminence, the Imperial leader, will be with us shortly. His ship has landed at the air dome.
This could be a nice diversion until we penetrate the headquarters.
Shouldn't take too much to blow them sky high.
Go!
Yeah.
They're over this way.
Okay, let's go.
Where's Bojack?
We thought he was with you.
Move.
place is going to blow up.
No!
Got to knock out those anti-assault batteries now.
Let's go. Can we do it, just the two of us?
We're going to have to.
But it'll stop the bleeding.
Can't you give him anything for the pain?
If I do, he won't be able to walk. Okay, come on.
Come on, buddy.
Ah, your only chance.
Come on.
My fellow Cylons, it is indeed a great honor to dedicate this southern center of Cylon culture to the advance of and perfection of the Cylon race.
Where is everybody?
With this secure outpost deep in the heart of the Krillian star system, our supremacy is all but assured.
Oh.
What, pray tell, was that?
There go the bunkers.
Find out before I have you scavenged for spare parts.
All this running. The pressure on the shield artery is enormous.
I'll stay with
him. No, you need it with Apollo. I'll watch
Bose. He's right. We haven't much time. Here. I hope you won't have to use it.
Just worry about the Galactica and the
Pegasus. Let's go.
Disturbances from the surface of Gamora.
We're closing to launch range.
And well within their anti-assault range.
Do we launch?
We wait until we're sure they've destroyed the anti-assault batteries.
Long-range scanners are picking up an intrusion in our quadrant.
Scan for identification. Alert ground to air station and intercept aircraft.
Did you find the control center?
We found it already.
Where?
There! We are now within their scanner range. They'll be coming up after us, with or without ground missile support.
Launch. Notify the Pegasus.
Against the Galactica and Pegasus.
There is a problem.
I don't want to hear about any problems. We have them where we want them now. Launch.
But they aren't where we want them.
What do you mean, they aren't where we want them?
They are at this moment over Gomori.
What?
Blowing the Poggies out of it, if reports coming in are accurate.
The fact that the Gomori is being attacked,
it's perfect.
It means the colonial fleet is completely unprotected. Launch a killer force at once. Did you hear me? I said destroy the fleet.
There's a special envoy on Gomori. It is headed by our imperious leader, there to dedicate the new base.
Imperious leader is on Gomori?
I wonder what he'll think when he finds that the base on which he is standing is being destroyed by two ships you had within your grasp only this morning.
This is unbelievable.
We must rush to our leader's defense.
Yes, send everything we have to destroy those two battle stars. And let not a single ship return until that's accomplished.
We've got to get him up to the life station as soon as possible.
We've already got two shuttles on the way down. Move us at the landing area. Let's go.
Commander. Captain Apollo reports that the fuel depot is secured.
Oh, good.
We can send in the tankers and recall our fighters.
Have the fighters rearmed immediately. Those silent base ships will be throwing everything they have at us.
Before that's the Pegasus.
Orders.
From whom?
From me. It's a medical emergency, Captain, and the Pegasus is the nearest ship.
We're clear to land. Shall I go in?
Go in.
Starbuck. I just want you to know that... it is BoJ I'm thinking of.
I know.
That doesn't mean that... that I've decided.
Hey, I know that too. Everyone's entitled to a little confusion in their lives. I practically thrive on it.
Sir, long-range scanners pick up an unbelievable number of enemy craft on their way.
Prepare coordinates to intercept.
You mean to lead them off? Hit and run?
I mean intercept. I mean go through them.
Through them?
Yes. Straight through their task force. The Baltar's base ship.
Yes, sir.
So when Baltar figures out that you're after his hind, he'll recall all of his forces attacking Gomorrah.
It's a good plan, sir, if it works.
My plan's always way. What are you doing aboard the Pegasus, Captain?
Well, yours was the closest battlestar I could return to with wounded, sir.
How bad was it down there?
Well, BoJ took a hit, but your daughter and Cassiopeia are both fine.
My daughter and Cassiopeia? They went with you on that mission?
Like father, like daughter, sir.
Well, anyway, congratulations. Your mission was a big success. They weren't able to get one ship off the ground, and we didn't lose anybody. How is BoJ?
Well, that depends upon this plan of yours, sir. I thought the idea was to divert Baltar's forces, not attack them head on.
Strategy, Captain, strategy. And it's for BoJ, he'll be shuttled off to the fleet just as soon as we get past Baltar's task force.
Don't you mean if we get by his task force, we're going to be outgunned 3-1?
We've got to move out if we're to intercept Baltar's ship away from Gomorrah.
If you're leaving for the Galactica, this is your last chance.
With the Galactica's Alpha landing deck incapacitated, most of my squadron ships are aboard the Pegasus. I just hope you realize how many brave young warriors might not survive a head-on clash with the Cylons.
I'm willing to put it to them on a voluntary basis.
My men are no different from yours. They think of you as some kind of legend.
Well, I do know how to win a battle. Yes, but what about your warriors? Are you thinking of them when you take on three base ships all by yourself, or are you thinking of history, the legend of Commander Kane?
You're out of line, Captain. Full speed ahead, Colonel.
I just wanted to remind you that your own daughter will be out there with us.
Tell me it isn't true. Three base ships head on.
It's true. Is he crazy?
A little.
What gives him his advantage? Think of anything like this for Kane.
Thanks for getting me back alive. You're quite a lady.
You can talk, but not too long.
I hear we closed them down good.
Yeah, we really spoiled their party. I got another one to go to.
I wish I could go with you.
I promise I'll tell you all about it. Sophia.
Sheba.
Sheba. Sheba, wait. Sheba, wait.
Can't. We're launching. We have 3-1 odds, but then you know that.
I want you to take Bojay and shuttle him back to the fleet.
I'm sorry, Father. What you planned for my squadron, you planned for me. Look, there's one more thing. About that lady. The one that seems to mean so much to you. I watched her save a life today, and she risked her own to do it. So what do I know about people?
Baby. And I want to see you again. So you be careful.
You too, Commander.
Cylon force closing. 20 microns.
Launch defense force.
And taking up a spearhead in front of the Pegasus.
Another report.
The lone
Battlestar is destroyed and our forces are on their way to Gamorre.
Not exactly.
What happened?
The Pegasus and her warriors did not stop to engage our fighters.
Did not engage, but that... Ah, of course. They're a decoy. They intend to lead our fighters off, make them pursue and burn off fuel, while Gamorre remains under attack.
A very clever plan.
But I see right through it. Break off the attack. Continue our fighters on towards Gamorre. We'll finish off the Galactica and then return for the Pegasus after we've saved our Imperial leader.
That fuel loading is almost complete. They should be able to get off the surface within 30 centons.
Sir, a large body of incoming ships from Delta Sector. Unmistakably Cylon.
Kane's plan didn't work.
We can't leave those fuel ships on the surface. And fully loaded, they aren't going to be able to move very quickly, even once we get them launched.
Notify ground teams to close down and prepare to launch. How is he?
Still live. I'm not so sure about all the others. Tell me, are you winning?
You make it sound like my own personal war.
Shiva.
Baby.
I'm sorry, Father. I missed one. Into chamber four.
What happened? How was she hurt?
Like she said, she missed one. Cylon didn't.
How about the Pegasus? The fire under control.
She'll be ready to do the job.
What job?
Whatever she has to do.
Is he thinking of doing what I think he is?
Yeah. And you know what bothers me? We're both starting to think just like him.
What's going on here?
I suggest you get every one of your wounded ready to be transferred into shuttles and fast.
Telemetry coming through is confusing, sir. According to our tracking information, the Pegasus is on a direct course towards the Cylon base ships. He must have resumed a course towards them when he was unsuccessful in leading their fighters away.
Had he ever attempted to lead them away?
But that was the plan.
No. No, that was our plan. It was never his. Priority communication, high scan scrambler. Get me Commander Kane, please.
Pegasus coming in on the indicator, sir.
Yes, sir.
Kane, what is your present course?
You wouldn't be asking me that if you didn't already know.
Yes, I do know. And I want you to reverse course immediately. You're steering directly into the Cylon base ships. You'll kill every man and woman aboard the Pegasus.
It's all been arranged, Commander. All non-essential personnel, plus the wounded, are being transferred to the fleet. We should arrive there about the same time as you get back from Gamora.
That won't help you or your crew.
Well, if my plan works, those Cylon fighters approaching you will soon turn back. Hopefully, by the time I get here, there won't be a base ship left for them to land on.
Kane, listen to me. You could achieve the same thing if you veer away from those base ships at the very last Centaur. Don't attempt to take them on.
No, then those fighters will be able to reach you and go back after you and your fleet. No, I'll get rid of those base ships somehow.
You realize I can relieve you of your command.
Adama, please. Don't make my last battle an act of mutiny. Send me in with your blessing.
My prayers go with you and all who serve you.
Thank you, Adama. Thank you.
If the Pegasus did not head back towards the Galactica and she did not head off across the stars, then where is she heading?
Directly towards us, Your Eminence.
Towards us? He's allowing us to destroy the Galactica and the fleet. Who in his right mind would do such a thing?
May I suggest the legendary Commander Kane?
Kane, of course. Kane! What does he care about the fleet or the Galactica? He wants... He wants me! Lucifer, recall our fighters at once!
Sir? The incoming Cylon fleet has suddenly turned around and is headed back the other way.
Yes, sir.
Kane is attacking all three base ships on his own.
Exactly what he said he'd do.
Both our squadrons, sir, will get your people to safety.
I know you will. That's why I'm trusting you with them.
Commander,
there are those of us that don't have a lot of attachments. At least I don't, and I'd like to see this one through with you to the end.
Well, I appreciate your offer, Starbuck. And if I'm right, Baltar's fighters are on their way back. And if they run into our shuttles, Apollo's going to have all the help he can get.
But what about you without fighters?
Well, their base ships don't have any fighters right now either.
But they do have weaponry.
So does the Pegasus.
Good luck, sir. Apollo, why do I have the feeling we won't ever see him again?
I don't know, Starbuck. Because I don't have that feeling. And I can't explain why, because there's no military way he can survive. And that's been the story of his whole career.
Father, please don't make me go. I don't want to leave
you. You must go, sweetheart. You must be.
But no, please. I know I'll be okay.
Take a chance. All the shuttles are loaded and ready to go.
No. I'll see you soon.
You're a very special man, Kane. I'll never forget you.
Final countdown to launch. Launch shuttles and fighter protection.
Launch.
Range to base ships.
110 centons. Moving down to 11 centons at full speed.
All right, Tolan, let's get there. We've got a very important appointment with a man named Baltar.
How long before our fighters can return to defend us?
I'm afraid the Pegasus will reach us first.
Then drop back. Let the other two base ships intercept the Pegasus.
I'm not sure the other base commanders will appreciate that.
It isn't a request, it's an order.
Two base starts coming up on range, sir. The third is falling back behind them.
That will be Baltar's ship. Plot a course between those two forward ships.
It's going to get a little sticky in there, sir.
I'm all head away, Miss Luce. I can bring electronic defense to you to maximum power.
Well out of the path of those returning Cylon fighters.
The whole idea, we don't want to lead them back to the fleet of civilian ships.
Yes, but that means they don't really need our protection. I mean, what's one more Viper? Or two more, if you get my meaning.
I get your meaning. But what you're talking about is violating orders.
Who?
Kane.
How can we be accused of violating the orders of a man who isn't following orders himself?
Somehow that makes sense to me.
Good. Are you with me?
Boomer? You're in command. Zorbeck and I want to check out our rear flank.
How far to our rear?
Don't ask too many questions.
That's what I thought. Good luck. Commander, two Vipers are approaching us from behind at just sub-light speed.
Well, who is it? What are they up to? Identify. Pegasus is closing the target range. Two base ships directly ahead.
Shield. Looks like he intends to go between them.
Let's see if we can knock out their flank missile launchers.
I'll take the ship on the right.
I got the other one.
Vipers are attempting strafing runs on base ships directly ahead.
Vipers against base ships?
They seem to be angling for the flank side missile launchers on both ships.
They're clearing a path for us to get between the two ships.
Nice in here.
They can fire at us without hitting each other. Trouble is, we can't stay in here. We better make it count.
Heavy damage to base ships.
Good, good. All right, all right. Let's go right between them and finish them off. Stand by all missiles for point blank launch. Even their shields won't be able to help them.
Closing on blank range. 10, 9, 6, 5, 2, 1.
Fire missiles.
Starbuck, let's get out of here. The Pegasus is launching us.
too long. She needs to build back her strength. Any word?
No. But that's nothing to be concerned about. Your father wouldn't break communication silence and reveal his position.
Thank you for trying. But what are the odds you survived? All those fighters and a base ship?
What were the odds when we all thought you were lost 2 yards ago?
As far as I'm concerned, you just headed out into deep space, the way you did the last time. The Cylon fighters couldn't have followed very far with empty fuel cells. They've flown a long way already.
He's right, you know. In the meantime, until your father does communicate with us, I want you to consider yourself part of our family.
I already do.
Tyranny. The last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.